So I found another familiar face, Kristaps Pētersons, who was familiar to many people as kind of the face of the news on Latvia for quite a while. He just decided very, very wisely to get out of journalism and start a proper company. And I've always wanted to ask you, Kristaps, the correct pronunciation of this company, because it's written as Nimega, or is it Nimega, or Nimega? How are we supposed to say it?
It is Nimega.
Nimega. Nimega.
It's an Estonian word, by the way. Nimega means something with a word, named or called.
Okay.
Called name.
And exactly what does Nimega do?
Yeah, we basically we have three different paths, but the center point is presentation. What we do, we help companies and organizations construct a message, structure some thoughts, then work with the content, design the content, and then we train those companies, those employees, to deliver the content. Mm. So basically all around the presentation. This is the first thing, the consultancy thing. The second one is that we share the best practices of presentations. How, for example, you deliver the message in product presentation differently than you do, for example, an image presentation or a pitch presentation or a launch presentation. So there are different versions of presentations, and you need to know those tips and tricks how to deliver a message the best.
That's quite interesting, because I mean the assumption tends to be, oh, I'm going to go and pitch an idea, yeah. and I suppose people think there's just one way of doing this. What you're saying is it's a lot more subtle than that.
Yeah, sure. If you have a different aim for the result you're striving for, I don't know, getting a client on board, it's a different approach than launching a product. Is a different approach mm-hmm. to story, for example. And the third path, a way for us is we are building presentation slide organizer. So it basically is a cloud-based software where organizations actually can organize their slides in a story tree, mm-hmm. if you can imagine. Those large enterprises, they usually have hundreds of thousands of slides, and even I have seen companies in US where they have millions of slides.
You're talking about kind of presentation
slides.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. For example, imagine Tesla Motors, they have hundreds of thousands of slides in the company, so internal, external slides, so they use it in different, and they produce every day another, like add to that pile of slides. So basically what it is, At the end of the day, they have a total chaos in the organization. Hmm. So, the software helps organize the slides.
And so, if I, as a client, say, came to your company and said, you know, I need your help to present a product or something, I mean, how hands-on are you? Because I would imagine, you know, maybe they're thinking, well, you can just waltz in, you do a few tips and tricks, and ta-da, here it is. But I imagine it's a lot more involved than that, and you need to get kind of really into the DNA of the company.
That's right, it is. And I have seen examples where we start with, like, a pitch deck where a client says, oh, hey, guys, can you just design, make this beautiful, and we start to look on the structure, and we suggest some things, and at the end of the day it is completely changed the presentation. Slides tell different stories, more effective, more persuasive stories, and they are, of course, they are beautiful designed, and people actually are trained to deliver that presentation, because it's very important. If you just design a slide deck, it is one thing, but if a person cannot deliver it, so it's not worth.
You know, it seems a little bit, well, not exactly paradoxical, but it's interesting that, you know, in this high-tech sector, I guess it's the influence of things like Steve Jobs and the TEDx talks, that these sort of slide presentations have actually become a really big central way of getting your message across, whereas it's not too long ago people were kind of predicting that slides have basically had their day. These sort of presentations are not going to be done anymore because everyone's going to be plugged into some 3D unit or something.
I was one of them. I was the guy who 6 years ago went from company to company and said that PowerPoint is dead, and in 5 years now I'm going back to those companies and apologizing and saying that, hey guys, I'm making presentations.
So, I mean, presenting is such an important part of events like Tech Chill. I mean, what have you observed? I mean, are there trends in what becomes effective or what becomes fashionable, and what are the kind of the common mistakes people make?
Here we can witness a few bright and nice presentations. And as I can say, here you can see these presentations from people who are doing this on a regular basis. Basically, they have one deck and they're just going from conference to conference and speaking about the same topic every time. So you have like enormous training on that. Yeah. But imagine someone who had just a week ago gathered his or her slides and then now are on the big stage without like any particular training, so you can see it. And what I can see from in this conference is that a lot of people are so much like involved in their own companies and stories, and they cannot assume that that people in the audience, they don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about these companies, and their success and their achievements are basically nothing to them. So, and two-thirds...
It's kind of assuming knowledge which doesn't exist.
Actually. So, and I can see, like, we can witness here, like, lots of these kind of presentations. So, but it is everywhere you go. It's not, like, something unique. These kind of conference, this type of conference in Finland or in Netherlands, or I've been in New York and witnessed these presentations, it's the same story everywhere.
I also was interested, I mean, what strikes me here is that you see maybe Latvians acting in a way that they don't usually, in that they're very forthcoming. You know, Latvians have this reputation as being a little bit standoffish, maybe, you know, not hugely communicative, but this is all about communication and about, you know, getting into people's personal space, introducing yourself. It seems to me a completely different side of the Latvian character to what I've seen before.
I think it's not about Latvian or Russian or Estonian, it's about generation. There's something about this generation, and I'm very hopeful, and I see that those guys are very like communicators, and they love to communicate. I have witnessed the Soviet times, and I know how it was in my childhood and how I got raised and everything. So that thing, I need to overcome the fear of communicating still. Still, it is inside me. Although I've been in reporting and journalism for 16 years.
I think it's actually people would be surprised how many journalists have those feelings.
That's right. That was
it. But the other thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, it's a few years since Nimega has been going. It's like 5-6 years, maybe?
I've been in presentation business for 6 years, but Nimega is up for 1 year as a brand.
Okay. And what have you learned along the way? Because you've kind of gone from being a startup to being an established company.
Oh, my story is like my story. Now, I was at the very beginning when I left journalism, and I was every day I made up those stories about what's going on in economy and business. So I sort of had this feeling that I know everything about business. So when I left journalism and went to business, I thought, okay, now is the time to make money. And I failed miserably twice, basically. And I had my two big failures behind me. And like during those 6 years, I have learned what is business, what is tech business, and what at the end of the day, again, it happened to me that I returned to the story. Journalism is all about stories, how you tell these stories, and now I feel somehow I'm back to the basics, with stories, with storytelling, and presentation actually is the same news report. It is the same. It's like you're presenting anyway.